Let's get it started in here.
Coming to you live, 1400 KKZZ, Ventura County's Inspiration Station. This is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and more, bringing you value in every way, every day. Join Kim and her friends as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, featuring everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. You can join us and share your journey by giving us a phone call at 805-639-0008. And now, here's your host, Kim Pagano.
Let's get it started. Ha! Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Yeah.
Lose control. Don't mess up your hair by putting those on, right? Right. We are feeling good Friday. Are you guys feeling good?
I am feeling really good.
You are. I'm fantastic.
I know. It's been a good week.
It's a good day.
I'm feeling good because I'm going to win the lottery tonight.
I'm winning the lottery.
No.
It's mine.
It's all
mine. You know what I
was
thinking is I'm going to be on the way out to Fontana to watch my son. And I just thought I'd just stop at each, really unique, little place around, as I'm driving and just hope that that's
Do you have a system or anything that you use?
I don't have a system. It's my gut.
So do you pick your numbers or do you do quick picks?
I do pick my kids' birthdays, although, it's just like this. I don't know. But anyway.
That's what I think most people do. Most people, they pick their numbers just because of birthdays or ages and things like that. But see, what most people don't realize is that I think there's 60 numbers to choose from for your first five numbers.
And then you got to get them in order,
and
right?
You have to get it. Well, you don't have to get them in order because it doesn't matter. You just have to have the right numbers. And then the mega is the one that's really hard. But that's what most people do. And there's only 30 days in most months, or 30, 31 days. So if you're picking birthdays, it's usually 31 or less. So there's a whole nother 20 numbers that you could have picked that you're just missing out on.
Unless you're picking age, you could put age.
You could put ages in there, yeah. I'm not even past that age.
So
yet,
many
so.
Different systems. Let's just let's just put it out there because we would like to hear if you were a winner of a $540 million. What would you do with it?
Well,
how would you spend the rest of your life doing that?
Or if they want to call in and say what their system has been, if they won maybe say $100,000 one time or something like that. Let us know your little secrets and your little tips and tricks. And
well, I am so excited that you are starting your day in a positive way with us here on the Kim Pagano Show. And I have Prudence Hensman here. I get it right? Okay, see, there you go. You wanted me to pronounce your last name. You know, it's funny. I'm just one of those first name people here, and so I love that. And I've got Giovanni from Day in Simi Valley.
Yeah, but what's
Simi
my last
Valley
name?
I'll have to look it up because I just, and like I said, I really just go off. Even when I do hair, he doesn't have it on his card.
I don't have it on my card.
Yeah, so.
No. I'm sure it's something Italian.
My full name, full name is Giovanni Joseph Iacobellis.
Oh, yeah. Do you wonder why I don't say it? All right.
You know, that's funny. So Joe's full name is Giuseppe Giovanni Faustino Lasaya.
Really? Yeah.
There you go. And I'm just Pagano.
See, when I'm on the phone, everybody thinks I'm Hispanic because a lot of Giovannis are, a lot of Hispanics are named Giovanni. And when they say, well, what's your full name? I say, Giovanni Joseph Iacobellis. It's like the Gomez, whatever. It's like all these long names.
Well, if you are just tuning in right now and you're going, what the heck? You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We've got a full studio here. And, of course, I love to have a party in my studio. I'm visualizing, this big studio where we've got coffee and we've got everything happening for us, right? Isn't that what you talk about, just to put it out there?
Yeah. Well, the more that you can see it and daydream about it, it's amazing how it begins to show up because you start to give it wings. You start to give it a concept and an idea, and then opportunities show up.
It's kind of like The Secret. By Rhonda Byrne.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
We were just talking about that the other day.
It's beyond the secret.
Yeah,
it's beyond the secret.
It's really, feeling it, living it, dreaming it. And so that's what we're – can you feel that money coming in, that $540 million?
Yeah, isn't that 540 million? That means take home is probably around 370 million after if you take the cash option, obviously. I mean, why would you take 27 years of only maybe like 30 million? Like only 30 million. 30, but, yeah. You know, but I'm thinking, yeah. I mean, just take the full lump sum because, you know, you can invest that and probably make more money in the long run anyway.
Well, you might as well invest it because somebody else is going to if you don't.
Correct.
If you leave it in the yeah. system.
You know. Oh, yeah. There you go. Well, what I would like to do is start off with a little shout out. I was at a BNI meeting last night, and we made some amazing friends. But I had my team there, which is the Kim Pagano team. And I had Blake and Chris and Sharon there. And, you know, and I met amazing people. But I did say that I was going to do a shout out to Frank. And if you're listening right now, give us a call and tell us what you would do with your $540 million if you won that. Also, I want to let you know that there's so many ways to get in touch with us here and to listen to our show. One is you can go onto my website, kimpaganoshow.com, and up in the right-hand corner, you can listen live and listen to any of my past shows, too, which is really cool. Also, TuneIn Radio. You can definitely tune in and tape it, so when you're exercising or you're walking or you're doing what you love or you're walking into a meeting, you can definitely tape it there. Also, I'm on iTunes now, and so download my podcast. That is another amazing... I mean, there's so many ways to get in touch with us. Also, I want to let you know all my great sponsors are on my website there, and you can link on to all their great websites. And you know what? And most of them offer an amazing discount for being a part of the Kim Pagano Show. And I do want to let anybody know out there, if you want to be a part of our team or you want to be a part of our show or you want to be... I mean, we're growing. We're making it out there, and which was really great. You guys did an amazing job out there. Blake and Chris are in the studio with me, and Sharon, and Prudence was there with me, and actually everybody was asking about you. They were saying, "Where is Giovanni?
Where is this?"
At the BNI.
The BNI.
Yeah.
You didn't tell me about it.
Oh, they said that they sent you an email. Anyways, but yeah, it was over at the Buick.
Yeah, Buick GMC.
That's right. I was not able to. I was at a haunted house meeting.
See, you knew
yes.
about it.
I did know about it.
Yeah, well, anyways. And anyways, so what I want to tell you is my show is on from 8 to 9 every morning, Monday through Friday, and it replays again from 1 to 2, although it's been playing sometimes 11. I don't know, right? But, you know, we have a really great positive station here, 1400 KKZZ, if you're just driving around in the car. And if you want to call in, we've got Matt here. He is awesome, and he would love to talk to you.
And he's wearing this really, really like awesome Star Wars t-shirt today.
Oh, it is. Yeah, it is really cool. We might have to take a picture of that and put that on Facebook.
That is really cool.
So, anyways, but and you know what? What we've really been realizing is a lot of people, it's sometimes maybe feels embarrassing to call in, but we've been getting a lot of people calling in and just talking to you and giving you their, you know, their responses or their questions. Or so if that's something that you want to do, definitely call in and talk to Matt. He's really cute, and he won't bite. So 805-639-0008. So I want to just do one thing. My mom's going in for a test today, this morning, and I want to say a prayer out there, and I want everybody to give her a really good positive prayer out there that everything works out okay. So with that, also, my son is racing this weekend, and, of course, I want good positive prayers for that because if he wins, he's like 1 point out of the world again.
Oh, wow.
And we'll go to Portugal. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, we went to Italy last year, and so we'll be going to Portugal.
Do you need an assistant for
Absolutely.
That? I can volunteer.
We could take the Kim Pagano team over there. So, yeah. So that, you know, so those are all really good things. But, you know, main thing is, and if anybody else out there needs a prayer or just a good, happy thought, give us a call here. We'd love to hear from you. Giovanni, you had a question?
Yeah, before we really get started here, I'm actually going to play golf today.
Oh.
I'm going to play at Lost Canyons, and I have a tee time at 10:30, and I have two guys that dropped out.
Oh.
So if there's any listeners out there that like to play golf, I have two tickets that I will – it's on my treat.
How
if
fun.
you like to play golf, you want to play today, Lost Canyons, 10:30, just give us a call here. The first person that calls up, you and your friend will come and play golf with me.
Oh, my
and
gosh.
Another
Are you
one
guys
of my friends.
Listening to that? 805-639-0008. Yeah. All those golf players out there, listen up. All right. Well, we do have our first guest on the line, and we have Jennifer. Jennifer, are you there?
Yes, Yes, I am. Hi, Kim.
Welcome, welcome. And, you know, this is so interesting. Prudence, you actually said that you actually had this done, right? That they...
Yeah, so what we're talking about is handwriting analysis, and you actually work with people to change their handwriting, correct?
That's right. I don't do so much analysis, because analysis feels like evaluating a person. But what I really do is work with people with their handwriting when they want to make changes in their lives. And I can see where those places are blocked in their handwriting, and then I offer them changes to make, and amazing things happen to people's lives when they change their handwriting.
So how does that work?
Well, it's just the way we move in life is the same way we write. Our movement is just captured on paper when we do our handwriting. And the tips of our fingers, of our thumb and our first two fingers, actually are connected to our brain. So every time we pick up our pen, we actually are stimulating our brain. And it's a bi-directional relationship.
That's so interesting. I mean, it really is. Well, I'm like just thinking of this one thing that I do. Sometimes I'll start off handwriting, and then halfway through, I'll start to, you know, print. Or
well,
what does that mean?
Have a good relationship between having the letters connected and having them printed. If you look at printing, the letters kind of stand alone. They're like little soldiers not connected to anything. And the handwriting that's connected, our what we call cursive, is like the letters have like little hands reaching out to each other, and it just forms a sense of community. So we want a balance of that between, you know, being our own, you know, relying on ourselves for our own inner judgment, and at the same time being connected and being social with others. So you want a balance between the two. You don't want to have all your letters connected. So that's very healthy.
Okay, and so how did you get into this?
Oh, it's a long story, but basically I ran into a bookstore and ran into a book and got hooked, and I just couldn't stop and haven't stopped, and that was quite a few years ago.
Now, you wrote a book, right?
Yeah, I wrote a book, and it's called Soul Development Through Handwriting.
Okay.
And I wrote it specifically for teachers to help them bring this form of writing I work with, which is called the Bimla Alphabet, into the schools to help the kids right from the get-go learn these really positive forms that really support, you know, really positive self-expression, connection to other people, you know, going inside for the answers rather than seeking them outside, you know, being clear communicators, all that good stuff that we wish for our children.
Now, Jennifer, I actually have a question for you. I have a tendency that some days I write better than others. Some days I have really, really nice handwriting. People actually compliment me on it. And then there's other days I'm looking at stuff that I write. And I'm like, how? Who wrote this? It doesn't even look like something I wrote. Why would that be?
We should tell you he's a doctor.
Yes.
Well, everything's forgiven. You know, it's just like the rest of our life. You know, some days we wake up feeling great and we just can't wait to see what magnificence greets us. And some days, you know, we slept on the wrong side of bed and we don't have a kink in our neck or something, and we just don't feel quite as radiant. And so those inner conditions are reflected in our handwriting every single time.
So now help me to understand, because I'm a brain person and I believe
you
in
mean
energy
you work
stuff.
On brains.
Well,
you're a mental patient.
I know. What is it
today? Anything goes.
Oh God! All right,
Jennifer, you caught us in a really giddy kind of a day. We're winning $540 million today. We don't know about you, but we are.
We're visualizing it right here on the Kim Pagano show.
But help me to understand sort of the mechanics and the science behind it a bit of how that's working.
Well, like I said a little bit already, the tips of your fingers are actually connected to your brain. If you look at a reflexology chart, what you find is that the tips of those fingers, actually, that when you massage them, you're actually connecting to the brain. And this connection between the tips of our fingers and our brain is, a bi-directional relationship. So when I start moving differently in the world, it shows up in my handwriting. My handwriting looks different. When I start changing the way I form my letters, then changes show up in the way I move in the world. And studies at Stanford were done that showed this connection between writing, and after 40 days of changing the way we write, it actually becomes changes in our brain.
So how should we write? What do we need to be mindful of when we're writing?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, right?
Or 540 million.
you almost got it. There you go. So, yeah.
Well, first of all, we want to handwrite. Most people these days just type and don't really pick up a pen anymore. And that stimulation of those fingertips is really important. We want to have some of the letters connect because that's a social gesture. It's like reaching out to our neighbors and knowing who our neighbors are and greeting people on the street, looking them in the eye and saying hello and maybe giving them that smile that changes their lives.
Now, Jennifer, you know, have you noticed that, I mean, and this is kind of maybe an obvious thing, but why is it that I remember when I was growing up, my great-grandparents, they have a completely different writing style than we do nowadays. And like Kim was saying, that we, you know, print more so than cursive nowadays than I guess they did back in the day. But why do you think that there's like a complete change of the way people write?
Well, that's a great question. Let's think about it. What was the world like when your grandparents were born? It was a very, very different world. And they had very different views. I mean, we could pick a number of different topics and we could talk about how their views were very different. But they lived in a different world. They saw the world different. And the world was different for them. And that's reflected in their handwriting because our handwriting talks about the way we feel about ourselves and the way we see the world.
So what you're saying is that our today and our generation and the way we are now, we're very, very lazy.
Did she say that?
No, I'm just saying word. Because it's a different type of life. I mean, because back then, if you look at their way they cursive and the way they wrote, their handwriting was very, very intricate in a sense, I guess.
Yes, it was.
You know,
my grandmother
respectful.
Was amazing writer, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And now today...
And they did a lot more calligraphy mm-hmm. and that sort of thing as well. I'm curious, I have a question about technology and how is typing affected our handwriting?
Yeah. Well, let me just go back to the last point before I jump ahead. But when we look at that old handwriting that had lots of loops and curls and was very elaborate, that's not always what we want to do. Sometimes those loops represent, I mean, I know when I was taught Palmer, there was some of those loops represent greed, envy, jealousy. Those aren't really qualities that we want. The advent of the keyboard and the texting, and I know that's the way I communicate with my kids is I text them. And someone sends you a letter, it's like, oh my gosh, a handwritten letter. but we're not getting the same kind of stimulation of our brain by not picking up the pen and pressing the thumb and those two fingers on it. And we want that brain stimulation. I think that, you know, texting is relatively new in the history of the world, and I think we're going to see ramifications down the road. We already can see in the SAT testing that the kids who actually do cursive do perform better on the SAT test.
That's interesting. Now, if anybody's just tuning in right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking to Jennifer, is it Krebin?
Yes, right.
Okay. And her book is Soul Development Through Handwriting. And so, you know, when you have somebody that writes really messy, okay, what's that saying?
Well, often it means that the person has a lot of emotion on the inside, which they don't really quite know what to do with. I mean, there's various, we say messy, but usually when people say messy, they are talking about handwriting that has lots of extra loops in it.
Okay.
Loops are containers, and so every time you put a loop in your handwriting, you're containing something, you're holding something, and like in the case of the Palmer handwriting, those loops were containing jealousy, greed, and envy.
Now, Jennifer, what would you say that somebody who writes all in capital letters?
Oh, that's a good one.
Have you ever seen that?
Yeah, hello.
Yes, I have, and let me tell you about capital writers because
they're yelling at you.
All uppercase letters. Really speaks of a very tender person underneath all that. Once you get through the armor, what you find is someone who has a lot of rich feelings inside of them, a really rich feeling life, and they're just tender. They're actually quite sweet people, but they've been hurt at some point in their life, and they need to have protection. So those capital letters, those uppercase letters that they use, it's like a wall they use between you and themselves in the world.
You know, now that's so interesting because when you do that in typing,
it's like texting,
yeah, you're yelling. So right. That's different and that's interesting.
Now, I'm having a little trouble with the idea that loops contain greed and jealousy, I think you said.
Do you have a lot of loops in your writing?
Well, no. When I see some, now there's some that are overly loopy, but some of it's really pretty. I mean, I look at writing and I look it's pretty or not. How is a loop mean greed?
Okay. Well, it depends. There's loops and there's loops, right? It depends on where the loop is placed and how it's shaped. So that's a big generalization, and thank you for asking me to clarify that a little bit more. When we see some loops at the beginning of writing, like with the M that I was taught in school started with a loop in the upper zone and then had the uppercase letter and then headed down into the lower zone, and that is a loop that's going to contain those undesirable qualities. So depending on the zone in which the loop is placed, it talks about what kind of energy you're capturing or holding.
Okay, now Jennifer, I really want to know about this here. I'm reading a little bit of the intro for you, and it says that there's a possibility that people can lose weight.
That's what
I want to know about this.
You could just be writing all day and you're not eating. No,
that's what it is.
Well, so when you think about this, often people who put on weight, and I'm going to generalize here, but I found it to be primarily true, are those sensitive types. And the weight that they put on gives them a little bit of cushion, a little bit of distance from the outside world. It makes them feel safe and protected. They feel too exposed when they're thin. And so they put a little bit of weight on. It gives them a little bit of, insulation from the outside world. And that shows up in their handwriting. And so when we take that out their handwriting, it's not effortless, but they can shed those pounds.
That's interesting.
You can't sit and eat bonbons all day and change your handwriting and think you're going to lose weight.
Yeah.
So who studies this? Where is this put on? I know it says something here about the International Institute of Handwriting Studies. Is that where you're schooled through? Tell us a little more about the background.
Mm-hmm. Well, the background of this is the alphabet that I work with is the Vimala alphabet, and it was developed by Vimala Rogers. And she is the founder of the International Institute of Handwriting Studies. My website is changeyourhandwriting.com, and I studied with Vimala for many years, and now I'm using my own observations and my own work. How this works is I often work with people on a one-on-one basis. I do coaching with them to help them make changes. There's lots of books out there on the Vimala alphabet that can help guide you to make these changes in your writing and help you have just a much more exciting and fantastic life, just like your show is all about. You know?
That's great. Well, go ahead.
Now, Jennifer, what is the name of your book?
My book is called Soul Development Through Handwriting.
And where can people find that book?
Well, on my webpage, which is changeyourhandwriting.com, it's also available through my publisher, which is Steiner Books. And, of course, Amazon always carries it. Sometimes Amazon sells it for more than the list price, and which is $20. I always sell it for $20, so you can check all those places and find out what works.
Very good, very good. You know, I always thought that handwriting also depends on, you know, if your pen's, you know, a really nice pen.
I have pens that write better than others
too,
and make my handwriting a little bit better.
Or if your pencil's, you know, sharp or not. Does that have anything to do with it?
It sure does. But, you know, as the writer, you pick your writing implement. And some people really like those big felt pens that write really bold. And some people prefer that, you know, extra fine point. And so just even your preference there speaks about who you are. People who like to write in pencil usually have a hard time committing. You know, 'cause the pencil, you can always erase it and go back and change it. Yes. And the most demanding way, most demanding tool to use to write with is actually the old-fashioned fountain pen, because every time you pause, the ink just spreads.
All right.
So when I'm really, really being exact, that's the kind of pin that I'll pick up.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Jennifer, for being our guest on the Kim Pagano Show.
Well, thank you so much, Kim, for having me.
You got it.
I wish you all the best for your son and your mother today.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. All right. And if anybody's just tuning in right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We got a giveaway, don't we?
We do have a giveaway.
Yeah, and I've got a really great little trivia question.
I actually got it wrong. Well, I have it right, but it's technically right.
Well, I'm actually going to do a different one for today. I've got two of them. Do we have two to give away?
We have one today.
Okay, but I got some more stuff in
But we have more stuff.
Treasure. Yes,
I have more stuff in my bag, too, just in case.
Okay, so there you go. Okay, so what are we giving away?
Well, we are going to give away, are you ready for this?
Yes.
We have another $50 gift card to Elephant Bar.
Okay.
It's donated by Simi Valley Elephant Bar. It's on First Street. Amazing food. Amazing service and amazing prices. They have, if you haven't been to Elephant Bar or you've been to Elephant Bar and you haven't been in a long time, it's.
I love their appetizers.
I mean, they have the great appetizers, great drinks too.
I
can't speak for all Elephant Bars, but the one in Simi Valley, we go there once a week and it's just the outstanding service and great food.
There you go. Well, I have an interesting question, because I'm all about look good, feel good, do good, okay, and kind of makeovers, right? But do you know the Quaker Oats man? Okay.
Never met him.
Oh, you haven't? No.
He actually lives next door to me.
Oh, okay.
Have you seen him? And first of all, he's 134 years old. Okay. Oh. Well, they gave him a new look.
That's how old my mom is.
And sure, whatever. But they gave him a new look. And do you know his name? He's actually got a name.
Really?
So if anybody out there knows the Quaker Oats man's name, give us a call here at 805-639-0008. And what you will win
is a $50 gift card to Elephant Bar in Simi Valley.
There you go. And when we come back, we're going to be talking a little bit about how do we know we're actually living in our passion and how can we check in with ourselves? So I think that's it's funny. I did the 4 to 6 show this week and it was so much fun. I got to meet a lot of different amazing people on that channel. And I'm sure it kind of, it's just another different channel, a different time on this. So I hope that you're listening all day long. But, it was a lot, but then I realized it's definitely my passion. I love what I'm doing. So, thank you anyways for joining me. So I want to know if you know what you're doing and if you're loving what you're doing. So stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
Grow your business with Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly targeted audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of local residents, business owners, and visitors. Our affordable rates start at just over $33 an issue, giving you an exceptional return for your advertising dollar. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com.
We can't change where our economy is today, but we can make sense of our future. Retirement will be around the corner, whether you're planning for it or not. And let's face it, most people have not. Let Hannah and David help you strategize and get focused on your future. They'll show you ways to help you reduce debt, start saving money, earn higher rates of returns, help you save toward the cost of college, and protect your family and real estate using the suitable forms of life insurance. Call Hannah and David for a no-obligation consultation. Hannah and David have been helping families and business owners in Southern California since 1999 with a great proven track record. Call them in their new Westlake office. You can reach Hannah and David at 818-402-9396. Give them a call. Today can be the first day of the rest of your life.
This is the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Are you a fan of Kim on Facebook yet? If not, it's extremely easy. Simply go to facebook.com/TheKimPaganoShow and press the like button. You can find all about what's coming up on upcoming shows as well as be entered in special contests to win monthly prizes. It's all for free on Facebook at facebook.com/TheKimPaganoShow. And now, once again, here's Kim.
I love this song.
I do too.
Another song that I really like. Can we play that maybe in the next break?
Sure.
Is the
Let's just
Michael
play music.
Michael Bublé, Feeling Good. Have you heard that one
yet?
Yes,
I have.
I love that song. It just, I have it on my phone. There's nothing but like feel good songs on my phone.
Oh,
and anytime I feel down or anything, I just put on my music and I put on my headphones and I just kind of listen to it and I feel better about myself.
You know, I think it's fun even to sit down and create like little playlist of mm-hmm. motivational songs that really motivate and speak to you. I use that when I'm working out and just if I want a quick pick me up. It's fun putting it together and you get to play with the music you have.
You know what? That's a really good idea. In fact, let's just put that out there of, you know, what are those feel good songs? Let's put them on the Kim Pagano show. I mean, that's what it's all about. Those songs that just make you, you know, kind of lift you. So,
and this is the Kim Pagano show, so adding value every day in every way.
That's right.
You know.
That's right.
There you go.
So, and you know, it's funny, my younger son and I have this, this one little thing. When he gets in the car, he plays the lazy song, I Don't Feel Like Doing Anything Today.
Oh, I've heard that.
have you ever heard of that?
His name.
Oh, my God. It's our ritual.
Look it up, but I'm too lazy to do that.
Oh, my gosh. Whatever.
I'm not doing anything or something. Yeah, I know.
It's a great song. And it does make me, you know, motivates me. So it's kind of doing the opposite.
Yeah, I think it's Bruno Mars.
Oh, see, there
Bruno
we
Mars.
Go.
Mm-hmm.
Emily, did you know that? All right.
I've never heard of it.
There you go.
See, what people don't really know is we have like 7 people in the studio today.
Yes, we do.
There's a whole bunch of people listening in. And
yeah, we've got Matt on our board. Our phone number here is 805-639-0008. And I don't know if I asked too crazy of a question, but we had a lot of callers, but nobody got it right yet. So if you know what the Quaker Oats man's name is, he got a little lift and a little change of a look. If you know his name.
He went for lipo.
I know. I'm telling you. That's what they said. They said it on TV, actually, you know. And it's funny. They said the next time his lips will be poofed. So, anyways. But you know, I do want to share something that you can only get here on my show. At the Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Center, they've got at the Arts Plaza in Thousand Oaks, off of Thousand Oaks Boulevard there. They have amazing shows, and this weekend they have Rhythm of the Dance, and that's March 31st at 8:00. But you can get tickets right away, but is Prudence is like doing a little dance here. It's kind of scaring me here, you know. But anyways, if you mention Kim, K-I-M, when you go to the box office or the Ticketmaster, you will receive 20% off. That's a huge deal. And then the next one, I'm so excited, Taylor Dane. And that is Saturday, April 14th at 8:00. You will receive 20% off if you mention my name, Kim. And also, Women Fully Clothed. This is going to be a great girls' night out. Actually, Taylor Dane is there. I know, but let me tell you, I just saw a couple of things. You guys got to go on and look at what it's about. It is so much fun. But that is April 16th, 7:30, and I will be at all of these. Not this weekend because I'll be racing with my son. But definitely mention my name, Kim, when you go to buy tickets, and you'll get 20% off.
So. That's almost like paying like 80%.
I know. There you go.
Almost.
How did you figure that out?
I don't know. But it's close.
Gosh. Yeah,
have almost. You seen this video on YouTube? This is hilarious. It's called The Truth About Miles Per Hour. And it's about a guy and a girl. It's a husband and wife that are sitting in a car and they're driving from like one state to another. And what's going on is that he asks her a simple question. If you are driving 80 miles per hour, how long will it take you to get 80 miles? And she goes on with this like 4 or 5 minute description on how she's trying to compute the answer to that question. It is the funniest thing I've seen in such a long time. She never gets it right.
Oh, yeah. Kind of like our answer right now. We just had another couple callers. And okay, so I'm going to give it away a little bit. What?
Oh, no, I have a good clue.
Okay, go ahead.
It at least gives them a third of a try.
Oh, are you going to just give it to your family because it's your dad's name?
No, but now they know that.
Oh, God, okay.
No, but his name is one of the names of the Three Stooges.
Oh,
so if you guessed one,
there you go.
At least guessed one of those names, you've got a third of a chance.
Okay. Okay, and again, our phone number here is 805-639-0008. And the question, again, is do you know the Quaker Oats man, his name? And, you know, and he got a new look on him. So, and I love Quaker Oats. Do you guys eat that in the morning? That is so healthy.
Once in a blue moon.
I used to eat it all the time, and now I can't
have
it at all.
Oh, you're allergic to that, too?
Yeah,
I don't like the plain flavor. Yeah. It's got to be like, you know, brown sugar. I love the brown sugar flavor.
You know, I got to a point where I weaned myself off the flavored ones because they were so sweet. And mm-hmm. now I just do plain. I throw some nuts in there. If I want a little sweetness, I'll put a little honey. But otherwise, I've gotten
or
used
strawberries.
To... Right.
Strawberries or bananas.
And I've just gotten used to now not doing anything with it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, our phones are lighting up. I think we definitely gave some we gave some good. Or else they want to go golfing with you, too.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, all of my golfer friends out there. In fact, I got a little present for you that I won last night. Sharon won it, and she got the wine glasses, and you'll see what I got for you. So I think you'll enjoy it.
We'll see if you'll use it. Yeah.
We have a winner, and who is it? Hello?
Good morning, Kim. It's Brenda.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, I'm just waking up to your fabulous show.
Oh, thank Aww. You so much. All right. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Very good. Very good.
I really enjoyed your first half hour. That was fabulous.
And, oh, thank you.
Hear the rest of it.
It's okay. Only going to get better.
That's right. All right. So do you know the answer?
Is it Larry?
It is Larry. Very good. Yay! Very good. All right. You are a winner.
Yay.
I know. So, all right. Well,
and it's a great prize, too.
It's a great prize.
$50 at the Elephant Bar.
Yeah.
Have you eaten at the Elephant Bar lately?
I'm sorry. Could you repeat that, please?
Have you eaten at the Elephant Bar?
Not lately.
Okay. Well, now this is a great opportunity to head on down there and check it out. And how long have you been listening to Kim?
Let's see, Kim, when did you start?
It's been over a couple of years now.
That's when I started.
Yeah.
Wow.
I love it. I love it. So anyways, well, enjoy, and I will have that waiting for you here, and I will be calling you.
Excellent.
All right. You have a wonderful weekend.
And the same to you.
All right. Thank you so much, Brenda. All right. So, you know, we kind of talked about how can we know that what we're doing, you know, do you ever have that little voice that's going, you know, why did I take this on, or why did I do this, or am I living the way I want to live? Am I doing what I want to do? And so, you know, I thought that Prudence Jensman. Did I get it right?
Yeah, no.
Oh, gosh. Okay, whatever.
Just like Prudence Mindset Reset.
Okay.
Just
okay, see? There
I
you
thought
go.
That was your last name.
I know. That's
Mindset Reset.
That's what I wondered,
oh,
too.
Oh, my God. Okay, what is it? What's your last name?
Gensman.
Gensman. Oh, yes. You guys. Okay, Gensman. Okay, I got it. Prudence Gensman.
Just like, that sounded very loopy, the way you said that. Maybe that's connecting to your brain, and we need to change that thought pattern.
With your index finger and your thumb.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so Prudence, seriously, you do a lot of mindset reset, Miss Prudence Gensman.
Yes.
Okay, I got it. Are your family happy? they were like, why is she not mentioning your last name? So anyways, I'll take care of that right here, right now. So anyways, but what I'd like to do is, you know, so what are some of the steps that we can ask ourselves to truly know that we're living in the moment to the fullest?
You know, when you're doing an activity and you're really, if you're in joy, if you're having, I'm loving the word joy lately. If you're in joy, you're enjoying what you're doing, you're, like this morning, we are having a fantastic time in here. And that's when you know that you're living in passion, you're living on purpose, you're doing what you love. Now, you could have a day that you're just feeling heavy and burdened and you know, let's say somebody's a teacher and the kids are just driving you crazy that day. But look at, step aside from that and really look within. And if that's something that really is bringing you joy, then you know that you're right on the right path. So it's, look at what it is you're doing.
I think that that's really important to look at. You know, I you guys are going to laugh, okay? But, you know, I just say it like it is. That's kind of what I do here. But I really think that I kind of even go back to my clothes. Okay, you know, like really, I have really soft, comfortable clothes on today. So do you, right? I didn't feel yours yet, Giovanni.
I'm jealous.
Okay, but you know what? It's all about really, you know, not wearing those really tight pants that you can't get on anymore. I released all of those. Okay, and to wear comfortable shoes to really enhance your life in so many ways that you're feeling really comfortable.
You know, and I'm going to say a little comment on this. I think there's a couple different things that you can do, and they're very, very simple, that when you wake up in the morning, you'll feel better about yourself. And I'm going to give you two of my big things. Is one, buy a better bed. Most people, they buy a bed, they go down to the store, they buy $1,000, $2,000, $3,000 couch, and they buy outrageous.
Do we have a new sponsor who's a mattress?
No,
oh, okay.
No, but
we need one. If you're out there listening,
you own a mattress store.
Yeah.
But the thing is if you buy a bed, think about it this way: you sleep 8 hours a day, roughly. There's only 24 hours in a day, so that means one third of your day is spent in bed.
So
and you do this 7 days a week, so one third of your entire life is in bed. I should sell beds, right?
Yeah.
So,
no,
and if you wake up in the morning and you had a horrible night's sleep, your entire day is bad. But if you wake up and you feel good about yourself and you feel good and you feel relaxed, your back's not all cranked up and everything, you're going to have a good day, which means everything in that day is going to be a little bit better.
And you know what? You just kind of mentioned a huge thing is what takes up most of your life? Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's your bed, your car. Home,
not even your car. You're an hour drive to work and back.
We are.
Yeah.
But,
okay,
you know, maybe other people aren't.
Maybe
so,
2 hours total.
Okay, yeah. Emily's over there. She's got a little further away, right?
So you spend 8 hours at your job. So why not like your job and like your bed?
No, you're absolutely right. I think you can even take some of the steps a little bit further in saying every little thing that you do, enjoy it. Why? So even the simple things, and I'm going to switch to makeup here for a second, but if
I wear a lot of makeup, by the way.
You do. I noticed mm-hmm. your
and
eyelashes.
And Prudence actually has a little more makeup on today.
Oh, stop.
You know, we've been
harassing you.
I know. No, enhancing you.
Well, it's pick on Prudence Day.
Apparently, that's what I get
and
for
she's
dancing.
Back to the dancing, folks.
Right.
Back to the dancing.
Anyway, what I was going to say is, even in the small details, when you take care of your skin, you pick a face cream. Men can do this too, actually. Pick a face cream that when your skin feels good, you begin to feel good. When you have if you have a lip color that you really love, then get that lip color. Even those small little details of enjoying what we like. I was actually listening to a radio show on the way over, and I have a friend
Not the Kim Pagano show?
Well, it was. It was the Kim Pagano show in 3D.
Okay.
Anyway, what they're talking about is even in our undergarments,
wearing
something. Well, men can wear something comfortable too, but women wearing
that's
pretty and frilly, and those little details that maybe no one else really knows, but you know, you begin to carry yourself differently.
Hold on. So you're saying that I need to go down.
Looked a little different.
I need to go down to the store, and I can't buy CoverGirl. Do they make CoverBoy?
Oh God, we are bad in
here. They do have Bobby Brown makeup.
Oh, there you go. But you know what? But it is all about making yourself. And you know what? Buy flowers for yourself. You know, I'm at Trader Joe's, and I'm always, you know, they're like, "Who are you buying that for me?" You know, I mean, take those couple steps to make yourself and your life better.
You know, I have a great story to share. I was thinking about this on the way up too. I get a lot done on my drive up in the morning to the station.
Let me tell you.
Yeah. But anyway, I was thinking because one of my girlfriends from back home, Jill, has started listening to the show. So hi, Jill.
Hi, Jill.
But what's interesting is I've known Jill since we were 15 because we started, I met her at the very first retreat I ever attended. And then from there, I started doing retreats and workshops. And so 23 years later, here I am doing this as a business and still connected with this gal. But the reason I bring this up is because often our passion is the things that we've been doing for fun and as a hobby that we can maybe do something more with.
Mm.
I would never have guessed at 15 that I'd be doing what I do now and helping to empower people to embrace their passion and live fully on in purpose. And yet 23 years ago, it's something I've been doing for over 23 years now. So find also those little things that you've always loved to do and do those things.
I like it. Yes, we actually do have our next guest on the line, and Mike Lanza is the founder of Playberhood and playberhood.com. And Mike, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Welcome. Sorry, we got a little carried away there.
We've been having play.
Yes, we're feeling good on our Friday show here, and so thank you so much for joining us.
Sure, thanks for having me.
Sure. So tell us a little bit, what is Playberhood?
Well, Playberhood is, first of all, a website. Playberhood.com. It's a blog where I write about my own experiments and trials and tribulations in trying to create a place for a neighborhood where my kids can play and other neighborhood kids can play outside in our yard, in the street, every day. I also write about other neighborhoods throughout the United States and Canada that are taking different approaches to doing the same thing. And I have a book coming out that'll be out in a couple weeks that kind of summarizes it. Right now it's kind of hard to find all the different articles. But the philosophy is very much kids should be playing, they should be encouraged to be independent and self-reliant and to be happy and have fun.
I think that's so important. And, you know, things have changed a lot. I mean, can you remember when you guys were young and, you know, I don't know, we used to go play out in the street and, you know.
I remember my friends and I, we used to go outside and we used to have this thing, Manhunt, which is kind of like tag. And we would play from, say, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock in the afternoon after school until maybe 11 o'clock on like a Friday night or a Saturday. We would play into the wee hours in the morning, but we're playing in everybody's yard without maybe like within a 10-block neighborhood. And we're playing, you know, and none of the neighbors cared. We can go on their property. We would hide in their trees and all kinds of stuff. And you can't do that stuff anymore. I mean, or maybe not in certain areas, but I'm right with you, Mike.
Yeah, it's really, you know, It's a real problem, I think, for a lot of kids. It's not only are kids, you know, not having as much fun, but there's a lot of health effects, negative impact. You know, kids are obese, they're more depressed than they ever were, they're just not having good childhoods. And I think, you know, we have a lot of great things. You know, I have a very nice life with my kids and my family, but it's very hard to find a place where kids can go out and have a good time. They're either overscheduled or they're in front of screens too much.
Yeah, I just pulled up your website on my phone, and I see that you have an app, which is fantastic, and then you have all these great little stories here. How, let's see, my kids aren't impressed with Disney World. I'm impressed. What is that all about?
Well, we went to Disney World a few weeks ago, and you know, my wife had a conference in Orlando, and she dragged me down there with the kids. I'm not a huge fan, but it was okay for me when I was a kid. And I thought, well, my kids are going to like it. It's what all kids like, and they weren't really into it. I think maybe part of the reason is that my kids don't watch television. They don't know any of the characters at Disney World.
So your kids don't watch any television at all?
They don't watch any live television. They watch videos from time to time. Like today, we're going to go on a plane for a long weekend, and when we're on a plane, sometimes they'll watch a video on an iPad. But in an average day, they watch zero.
Wow! And now, what is that? Is that a personal choice? Is that something because of just the kind of stuff that they show on TV nowadays? And you really don't have maybe say the control over what they're being subjected to?
Well, I think, you know, there's a lot of medical research to back up the idea that. That especially very young children shouldn't be watching television at all, watching screens at all. My kids are 7, 4, and 2. You know, I would be okay with my 7-year-old, and we do watch some educational programming sometimes, documentaries that are about things he's interested in. But for the most part, we want them to be active, engaged in the physical world.
You know, Mike, it's funny because my kids are older now, and we did go to Disneyland when they were older. And I think that the kids, I did that all when they were really young. They don't remember it. And I don't think Disneyland is actually for little kids. I mean, you know, I think it's for older kids when they start to, you know, be able to really recognize Mickey Mouse and, you know, Donald Duck and all the things. But when they're babies and everybody's like, okay, that's our first outing, you know. I mean, did you guys go to Disneyland?
I remember when I was my mom took me when I was really, really young. And I don't really remember any of that. And I remember going again when maybe I was like four or five years old. And I remember just bits and pieces of it now. You know, I remember obviously the pictures when I look back. But other than that, I mean, I would agree with you, Kim. I think it'd be more of like a 10-year-old kind of thing.
Well, and of course, we're talking about Disney World, Disneyland, but it could be any big adventure. You know, most of the time, little kids aren't going to remember it anyway. But I know that my niece, when she turned 5, she got to go to Disney World, and she got to have dinner with the princess. And she just was beside herself and just loved it. So I definitely, you know, there are those wonderful memories, too.
Well, I would just say that, I mean, you know, I wouldn't be brokenhearted if my kids liked Disney World or Disneyland, But to me, the most important thing, you know, our priorities are our everyday lives, our neighborhood, the people who are around us, and my children learning how to become independent people who can make their own decisions and who can go off on their own and do things. Disney World doesn't really support that. It's, you know, it's sort of peripheral to it. But I just want to make sure that our kids don't, you know, don't always fantasize about things that aren't in their immediate environment, because that's what's most important.
Right. What is Beaver Cleavers?
Well, I actually wrote an article a couple of years ago, that I actually had showed my kids episodes of Leave It to Beaver, because it's the only role model I could, one of the best role models I could find for, you know, kids being independent out in the world. It's really an amazing program when you put in the context of the 21st century how much freedom Beaver had and how much he learned from going out on his own and doing things.
Now, you know, we're not even talking about the health portion of this. You know, by our children going outside, and I don't have any children now, but I plan on to at one point in time, you know, by having them go outside and play, they're a lot more active. You know, they come in, maybe have an apple or something like that, you know, a little bit more healthy. But, you know, these children that are sitting around, I remember back in the 90s and, you know, everybody was on video games and they sat around. And that's when really child obesity started really becoming an issue.
It's an epidemic, absolutely. And another epidemic is depression. Mm-hmm. Depression and other emotional disorders among children and teens and young adults. And, you know, it's hard to tease out what all the reasons are, but there are some pretty respected psychologists, psychiatrists out there that think that one of the fundamental reasons for the epidemic in depression is the lack of playing among children growing up.
You know, I just want to mention one last thing. I'm looking at your website and trampolines. You have them in the ground?
In ground.
Yeah, you know what? That was our funnest gift that we had ever gave our kids, you know? And I'm telling you, you know, thank God they never had a problem with it. But, oh, my God, that kept them going all the time. And so I think those are the fun gifts that you want to get. Now we got a pool table. Kind of a little different, you know? But
yeah, hopefully they won't jump on that.
No. But you know what?
That doesn't bounce.
But no, they actually, I mean, at first I didn't think that would be a fun gift, but it's in our family room, and they play
the
it
trampoline
all.
Trampoline or the pool table?
No, the pool table. Anyways, all right. Well, thank you so much, you know, Mike, for sharing this with us. And again, give out your website.
Okay, it's playborhood.com, playborhood.com. And the book that's coming out in a couple of weeks, mid-April, is also called Playborhood.
So, congratulations.
Which is a great name for a site, I believe.
Yeah.
I mean, that's awesome.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
All right. Well, what I would like to do is give away a pair of tickets over here to Roxy Theater. And that is the stadium, Roxy Theater Stadium, over let me start all over. And it is east of 101 on 5001 Verdugo Way in Camarillo. And my question is, I heard that the Penny is actually, you're calling from, you want to go to the movies? but anyways, we're getting rid of the Penny. And somebody already got rid of it. So which country, right,
mm-hmm.
got rid of it? So give us a call here at 805-639-0008. We're going to take a really, really quick break, and we'll be right back. But definitely call us at
805-639-0008.
Hi, it's Kim, and I want to share someone with you. My Mechanic. With over 30 years of experience, you can be sure that your car will always be handled with the latest diagnostic equipment. Everything that needs to be done to your car will be explained in layman's terms.
Hi, I'm Jerry Schaffner, owner of JBS Auto Services. We specialize in gas, diesel, domestic, foreign, street rod, heavy-duty trucks, and motorhomes. Give us a call so we can take care of all your automotive problems. We are located right off the 118 in Simi Valley. Give us a call, 805-522-3923. Again, that number is 805-522-3923.
Hi, I'm Andrea with Hometown Insurance Services. Allied Insurance is a member of Nationwide Insurance Family. Allied will discount your premiums up to 23% if we insure both your home and auto together. Allied also offers many occupational discounts. Please call Hometown Insurance today for a free, no pressure, no obligation quote. Call us at 850-0380 or stop by our office at 4517 Market Street, Suite 1B in Ventura.
You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Remember to visit the show's official website at www.thekimpaganoshow.com. You can podcast prior programs as well as check out articles and other tidbits from previous interviewees. It's all at the official website of The Kim Pagano Show, www.thekimpaganoshow.com. And now, once again, here's Kim.
You know how I feel. Welcome back.
This is Michael Bublé. Yeah. Feeling good.
Sun in the sky.
Yes, this is a good song.
You know how I feel.
I love this song.
I like it.
Breeze drifting on by. You know how I feel.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
It's a new dawn. It's a new day. It's a new life for me.
And you know what?
Yes.
I'm feeling
good. All right, I like it. I like it. I love that music.
I don't know what it is. Well, it's the old swing
and
type.
And you look like you're feeling better today.
I'm feeling much, much better. And, you know, and we were just saying this on the break, and I wanted to have all your listeners know. And, you know, everybody listens to you for, you know, uplifting, you know, inspiration in a sense. And you and I, we were on the air on Friday afternoon, and
right.
And you gave me a ride home. And I was talking to you about some of the things that have been kind of getting me down and stuff, in a sense. And you said a comment to me, and you're like, you know what? You know, I was talking to my mother, and she even said that you sound different, Gio. And I said, you know, I took it to heart. And I, like, you know, sometimes you say things to people, and you don't realize the impact that you have on them. And that was one of the things that you said to me, and it had a huge impact on me because it made me think. I'm like, you know what? If your mom is listening to the show, and you can hear how much that I might be.
Feeling
down.
Yeah.
And so I took that to heart, and that's why I'm a little bit different today than I
normally. You look
normally.
Fantastic.
Well, thank you very much,
you know,
Prudence.
And that's like a, you know, Prudence.
It's all the makeup.
Jen's mom's sister said that I never say her last name.
No, it was funny because last night on the show, she went through and there was five of us in here.
She,
I think,
critiqued
she gave off
us.
Four names and not my last name. But you know what? That's okay because the way I
don't
also
worry,
see
Prudence.
It. No,
she
no.
doesn't do it for me either.
Oh,
no,
God.
You know what? Though with a name like Prudence, I figure it's like Beyonce or Madonna. It's I'm Prudence. That's how people know
and
me.
I'm
so
Giovanni.
You
and
are
say
Giovanni.
It how you said it last night.
Oh.
Prudence.
Prudence.
And this has been a blast.
Oh, no, like now we can call it.
There you go. Our lines are lighting up right now. I want to end all of my shows with a mommy moment. And today's is, if you don't like something, change it. If you can't change it, change your attitude. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and I look forward to talking to you again really soon. So I'll talk to you later.